Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here at the table is Mary Ann Williams, also known around the table as Mama. Mama, how are you this evening?
Oh, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, Jr., I'm doing fine today. How are you?
Oh, we are good. There's a lot of exciting things happening in PRF, so we'll go ahead and let you welcome the people, if that's what you want to do.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, my PRF family. You are welcome once, welcome twice, welcome three times. Hallelujah to the PRF table discussion. Thank you so much for coming out this evening. And we just can't tell you how much that we appreciate, you know, your kindness and your time to be here to share these moments with us at the PRF table. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, we got what I believe we have a good show for everybody tonight. If you've been with us for the last couple of years, you know that every year leading up to Thanksgiving, we have traditionally, Mama, we've had about two or three shows leading up to Thanksgiving, dealing with holiday giving and priorities and trying to help people understand about planning and saving. So this year is not going to be any exception. We didn't do the whole month, but because next week is what we know here in America as Thanksgiving, that holiday, it is only fitting that we here at the PRF table give you something, those of you who are listening, that you could hold on to that's going to help you. I was trying to find the right word, Mama, that's going to help you not just during the holiday season but beyond the holiday season. Everybody who's been with us, they know that one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, where it talks about the ant and how industrious the ant is, and the ant gathers in the summer so that the ant has in the winter. And those of you who've heard me talk about that before know that it's not about what one ant does. It's about what all the ants of the colony do. Mm-hmm. And nobody's working for themselves. They're working for the colony. They're under direction of the queen bee. Well, we're supposed to be under direction of King Jesus. We're supposed to be under the direction of Father God. We're supposed to be under the direction of Jehovah Jireh. Insert whatever name for God you want to.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to be. And so we have that illustration of the ant, and we know that God has created us a whole lot more delicate and intricate than the ant. Our brains are a whole lot bigger, even if folks act like their brain is the size of an ant. We know that God has created us with the brain
with
a whole different type of intelligence. But yet the ant seems to have more sense than human beings, the ones who God breathed into when he created humanity back in what we call Genesis chapter 1. So we got to take the lessons. We got to take the lessons that God has allowed us to have. And as we take those lessons, then we come out here and we go a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm just talking about. We just go a little bit deeper than where we are right now. Because if we don't go a little bit deeper than where we are right now, we'll stay where we already are. And I just really believe that that's not where we're supposed to be. Go ahead, Mama.
Right. I just want to go back to that Proverbs 6. When you talk about the ant and the storing of food, well, my husband believes in having food in the house at all times, not just on payday, but all times. So he goes to different food banks, And so we just get such an abundance of food, and we just give it and share it. And he's not one to eat white rice, but I do, so I store it. So I have a lot of white rice. And I was thinking about getting rid of some of it, just thinking about it. And so this evening when he went to one of them, they didn't have any food.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any food. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to put this white rice away. And he said to me, he said, yes. He said, yes, you really need to keep, because before I was giving so much away. And he wasn't thinking about one way or another, but that triggered something in when he went. And he said, yes, he says, you know, yeah, I think it's a good idea that you go on ahead and you keep this. Don't, you know, give it away. So, see, because he has, you know, it remind me of the ant. Although we were having abundance coming, an abundance was coming in and abundance was going out, we have stored, and now the banks are beginning to dry up.
Mm.
See, so that just reminded me of how he was just diligent, you know, to this.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's good.
Yeah.
And so let me tell you where I really feel where we really need to be. And it's not anything different than where we always like to be around this time. I want to talk tonight about holiday priorities. But not just like we've normally talked about it. I want to pose a question to everybody who's listening. What's your holiday priorities? What's your holiday priorities? What's Nate's holiday priorities? You. What's Pastor's holiday priorities? What's your holiday priorities as a church? What's your holiday priorities as in your own individual household? What's your holiday priorities for your family? What's your holiday priorities for the community that you serve? And you know how I do it, Mama. I say, let's just stop there. Because, see, we don't need to talk about what the holiday priorities are in Washington. We don't need to talk about what the holiday priorities are in another state. We don't need to talk about what the holiday priorities in another country. We don't really need to talk about what the holiday priorities are in our state, necessarily. Because we have work to do within our own families, within our own homes, within our own churches, and within our own communities. That is not to say anything about being selfish and not caring about others, but I take you back to what Jesus said to the disciples, to his apostles, actually. Said, "And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." And so Jerusalem represented where they were.
Yes.
You can't do nothing for anybody. You can't do nothing outside of home if you ain't taking care of home. See, and let me back up. You can. You can do a whole, you can give a whole lot of money to folks overseas. You can give a whole lot of folk, if you living in Philly, you can give a whole lot of money to folk living in California. So you can. However, what I believe is that God wants us to make sure that there's a balance. So if you're taking care of something outside of the home, if you're taking care of something outside of your church, but your church is struggling, then that's not a balanced life.
Yeah, okay.
It's not balanced. So that's all I'm talking about is the balance. So I want everybody, you know, in this holiday season, it's crucial. It's crucial that you just take notice of your spending. It's crucial in this holiday time that you take notice of your saving priorities, right, during the season. Black Friday is right around the corner. Right around the corner from Black Friday is Cyber Monday. They done got so good that they done opened it up to where you have the ability to do it on Thanksgiving, right? Those days are going to come and go. But how you are able to live and live life abundantly after January 1st, because, see, you know, things settle down.
Yes.
Kind of get. So I want us to tonight, I really want us to just focus in. We don't have a lot of scriptures for you tonight, and you know that's not how we do it anyway here at the PRFA. But let me just say this. We appreciate everybody. We're coming up on 4 years for the PRF table. We are currently in our eighth year as Ministry of PRF. And the Institute, the PRF Institute, is what we officially named where we and how we do our learning sessions. So we're in our eighth year. Eighth year is a new beginning, and I promise you, it has been, once we hit that eighth year mark in July, I didn't realize it at the time, but as things started to happen with PRF and with this ministry, I said, man, I see you, God. I see what you're doing. So I say that to say because next week we will not be having a show on November the 24th because of Thanksgiving, and plus we'll be away as well. So when we come back, we always know that here on the PRF table, we meet every Thursday at 8 p.m. And the first Thursday of the month is always reserved, usually reserved for us having our anniversary show. But we're going to do something different because the first day of the show that we had 4 years ago was on December the 4th. So that's right in between the 1st and the 8th. So what we're going to do is probably just have a pre-anniversary show on the 1st, bring some of our several guests back, as many that can come, and then try to give you something special on December the 8th. I don't know if I'm going to be here on that day, so we're just going to see how it flows. But somehow, some way, we're going to try to make sure we get all of the hosts of the PR table, Shatara, Sherwood, Adia Sanders, Warren Feaster, get all of us here. Just going to try. We're going to try to get all of us here so we can just be here on that one time because we know we're not going to have too many more shows after that. We have one probably on the 8th and maybe on the 15th, and then we'll come back and resume after the holidays, after Christmas. So here's where we are today. What's your holiday priorities? We want you to look at what you're doing. We want you to look at how you're saving, if you're saving. And we really are really deep into the holiday season already.
Yeah.
We really should just acknowledge that up front. A lot of people have different rationales for everything that they do during the holiday season. Some people spend a lot of money. Some people use a lot of credit cards. Some people don't pay them off. Some people overextend themselves. Some people are frugal. Me. So people do things different. Some people like to take time off to relax. Some people like to spend time with their family. Some people take vacations, right?
Yes.
Some folks like to go to church during the holidays. And, you know, some people go to church more often during the holidays sometimes because some people are back at home and, you know, you go home and mom or dad are like, boy, you better go to church. Act like you don't know. You ain't grown yet. I know you're 50, right? You know, all that type of stuff, right? There's a lot of big community service type of events that go on. The community gets constantly involved with giving out turkeys during Thanksgiving and all of those things. All those things are good. But what we want you to do with 1 week left before Thanksgiving is to think about your holiday priorities. What is it that God would have you to focus on during the holidays? And I'm not going to tell anybody what it needs to be, but I hope and pray that it goes beyond just some of the normal cliches, right? Get along with God, you know, or just spend time with family. And the reason I'm saying that is we are in a time right now, just like every year, where there's a lot of spending that's about to occur and, quite frankly, that has already occurred. You know, every year I like to go back and look at what was the statistics from the previous year regarding Black Friday, right, and Cyber Monday and during that whole weekend time. And so I looked up an article in Fortune magazine, and it said this, online shoppers, the name of the article is online shoppers spent a record $4.45 billion on Black Friday and Thanksgiving last year. Y'all, listening audience, y'all must not have heard me. $4.45 billion over a two-day period. Now, a third of those online shoppers, they did stuff, they made purchases using their phones. So it's just so convenient right now to just spend.
Yes.
The online sales for those 2 days, they continue to grow to record spending levels. And it's mainly because people decided we're not going to go out to the stores.
Yes, yes.
We're just going to do it from here, right? So on Black Friday, it was $2.72 billion in online sales. That went up from 2014. So what has happened is those who operate in consumerism and commercialism, they found a way to market more to the people.
Yes.
So now that goes up. Their spending goes up 14%. Thanksgiving Day, sales went up 25% from the previous year, which was 2014. They went up 25% to $1.773 billion in online sales. That's a lot.
Wow, yes.
Now, here's the part that we don't have. Well, I didn't bother to look it up, but online retailers have something called Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is not about you going into a store. It is about you using the technology that is available to us, your smartphone, your iPad, your computer, to buy on Monday. So if we don't get you on Thursday, we don't get you, or not we, if they don't get you on Thursday, no problem. They can't get you on Friday, no problem. You still got some good sales going on over the weekend, but we want this thing to extend out a little further so we can get more from you on Monday. And then you know what comes around after Monday? This is what comes around after Monday, Ma.
Yes.
Something called Giving Tuesday. What in the blankety blank does that mean? So you mean to tell me after you done spent $4.45 billion, America, that you're going to have some left over to give to ministries like the PRF teaching ministry?
Mm-hmm.
We get your scraps, if you will. Right? Somebody said, you know what, somebody was smart when they put this out a couple years ago, said, you know, we got to find a way for nonprofit organizations like PRF and others to get some of this large amount of spending. But you know the difference? You don't have to wait until a Giving Tuesday. You can give right now.
Yes.
To any organization you want to. We'll take it. All you got to do is go to prfministry.org. Go to the website, and there is a tab that says support. And you can support not just on Giving Tuesday, but you could call it Wednesday Giving. You can call it Giving Thursday after Thursday of Thanksgiving. You can call it Faithful Financial Friday and give on. You can do, matter of fact, you can do Faithful Friday tomorrow. So you don't have to wait to give.
Yes.
But it's just kind of interesting how the priority of giving comes after people have something that's created to give. So you give after we spend all this money as a nation. And here's what I said at the earlier show today. What I'm doing is not telling people, Mama, not to go out there and spend, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we know that a lot of what gets purchased is a lot of electronics, iPads, and all these other things, right? And then toys and stuff like that. So we're not saying here at the PRF table that you do not need to purchase electronics, toys, games, underwear, socks. We're not saying that. What we're saying is we want you to be able to answer the question if I posed it to you, directly and say, what's your holiday priorities? You should be able to say what your holiday priorities are, because the amount of money that gets spent lets me know that there are some people, a lot of people in this country, that believe that it is a priority to purchase things during Black Friday and during the holiday season. We already know that because it's already out there. Mahatma Gandhi said this. He says, action expresses priorities. Sometimes it ain't got to be super deep and it ain't got to be a dissertation. Action expresses priorities. So when I see and I read that $4.45 billion was spent on Black Friday and Thanksgiving, then that lets me know that that was action. It wasn't stolen. $4.45 billion was not stolen, Mama. It was freely given.
Yes.
or maybe given out of some manipulation and some guilt and some shame, or, you know, but it was freely given. Nobody came and took that money out of anybody's hands. They gave it freely. So what we do, how we do it, expresses the priorities that we have. And all I'm saying is I want you, those of you who are listening, to think about the priorities. So let me just go here. That's not a place I planned on going, but I'm going to go. We were talking a couple of weeks, Mama. We, you know, we had the shows where we had Ms. Leslie Baldwin from Challenge 57, RTD Solutions. But Challenge 57 was the movement that has been birthed. And those of you, you know, if you missed that show or those two shows, we had two shows, just go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalk, B-L-O-G, talkradio.com /PRF table. You can find all of our shows there, but you can definitely find those shows that have Challenge 57 in the title. And so for one, we know that 57% of the people in America, have insurance, only 57. So that means 43 don't. That means we have a lot of people that don't have life insurance. Here's what I said at the earlier, at the show earlier today, our afternoon show. The reality of life is this. Between Thursday, Black Friday, and Christmas, there's going to be some people, or we can even go up until New Year's Eve.
Yes.
There is going to be some people that God is going to allow to take their last breath. So if we know that 57% of people, only 57% of people in the country have life insurance, then we have to be thinking, well, what's the priority for making sure that you're covered during the holidays? Because for anybody who has to experience it, and I pray that I definitely do not have to experience it, anybody who has to experience God calling somebody home during the holidays, people, you don't want it compounded. You don't want the pain and the hurt and all of that compounded by the fact of having to do a GoFundMe account, by having to go sell chicken dinners, by having to go get T-shirts made up with somebody's face on it, by having to go and going to the church and asking the church and not wanting people to know that you're doing all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Signing documents that say, I'll take care of the bill, but knowing you ain't got no plan to take care of the bill, and you really can't. So, but all that matters is you got to put mama, daddy, sister, brother, whoever in the ground. That adds to it. For me, as in my position, I say you don't want that. But the whole thing becomes this. What is your priority?
Yes.
I said this. I talked about how organization that I'm affiliated with, every year there's a school, and the principal or somebody from the school, like assistant principal or principal, sends out a list, so they get people who are needy, right, who may not have the money, parents may not have the money, so, you know, there's some help coming. That's what we're doing, right? Good thing, great thing, praise God that you have people that are willing to say, hey, I would like to do this for my child or my children because I'm not in a situation to really do it right now. Great thing. Now, on this list, I could tell you that there were some disturbing items on the list. I just pulled it up. There were several kids on this list, Mama. Several kids, probably 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
All right. Some of these things are so simple that it's like, you know what? Hey, let's just go ahead and knock that out. Let's just take care of it. Somebody, he wants a pair of pants. And, you know, all of them have clothing items. You know, what size pants, what size tops, coats, shoes, socks. All of them have those on there because, you know, you put that out there. You need those because if you don't get it from the mother or the father or the family members, you don't know. It's some simple stuff on here like large bags of candy, Snickers, 6-pack of soda. This is the swish list from a child.
Yeah.
Shoes, some high top. All of them had a $50 Walmart gift card in them. So I'm sure that was something that was put in there. One of them has school supplies, or a couple of them have school supplies Okay, that's good. That's some good stuff, right?
Yeah.
However, there's some that have any type of culinary art books. I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Some shirts, yes. Pullover hoodie, yes. A couple board games, yes. Then you get to some that have some stuff on it like this. Some Beat headphones. When Jasmine asked me for some Beats headphones about 3 or 4 years ago, they was $100 and something easy.
Wow.
Okay. And again, just hear me out as I kind of go through some of these things.
Okay.
That's one thing. Earrings, you know, a couple mystery books. Good things, you know. Let's do it if we can do it, right?
Right.
All righty. Okay, here we go. We're gonna go to now somebody's wanting I hate to even say it. iPhone 7. Some Beats by Dre, an Xbox or a laptop. Some Jordans or some LeBron basketball shoes. There's some real high price items on this list, right? That's the whole point I'm just bringing up. And so when I look at this, I say, okay. And so I send them an email back to the person who sent it to me in the organization. I say, what I'm seeing in this list, Michael's core belt, right? You know, what I'm seeing in this list is for somebody who's needy that may not really understand priorities. Now, you don't know, and you know we're not judgmental here at PRF, so we don't know the mother or father could have just lost their job last week, right? Mm-hmm. Had some intentions of going to buy these things, you know, so you don't know. Now, here's what we got to go to. Can we just concede collectively in love and say, if you're in need, some of these things are not needs. See, if you're a needy child, some of these things are not needs. I understand there's some wants. However, when I know that there's 43% of the people in this country, in this city, in this state that don't have life insurance, I think about some of the more higher priorities. Because I'm thinking not just on the short term, we got to make sure my kid gets something for Christmas. I'm thinking about the long term. And so one of the things that I started suggesting was I'm concerned about the parents who have to ask for this help. Because we want to do something more than just give something. Let's see what the parents may need, right?
Yes.
Let's see what the parents may need. Because the parents may need clothing themselves.
Yes.
The parents may need life insurance themselves, right? So we have to... In our heart's desire to help, we know what we do at PRF, and all I was proposing to my brother was, you know, maybe let's look at what we could do to help the parent as well. Because, see, once Christmas is over, those things, that $50 gift card, once it's over and you get down to zero, you at zero.
That's true.
Once you read the comic books, you read the comic books. The clothing, most kids, you're going to grow out of that in the next couple of months. You may be wearing a size 7 shoe now, but in probably about the next 2 months, you may be at a 7.5. So it ain't like those things are going to be able to last forever. And so let me give you a scripture. I'm going to give us one scripture, and we may not even go till 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
There's a scripture, and I'll just read it to us. There's a scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. It's talking about possessions and money. Now, this is Jesus talking. He says, don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. And so when I think about priorities, I think about all that people are going out to buy, on Black Friday and Thanksgiving. Those things are oftentimes things that are not going to be valued next year.
Yes.
iPhone 7 is not going to be worth squat next year because you're going to have an 8 or a 9 or a 10 because they change, technology changes so fast. So
yes.
There may be, it may be worth just looking at what are some of the priorities that we have right now that's going to last us a little bit longer than just the holiday spending period. Because it ain't over, baby. It ain't over after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It ain't over. Oh, it's going to continue until December 25th. And then it's going to continue after December 25th. The after holiday sale. Can't say after Christmas sale because that ain't got nothing to do with Christ. After the holiday sale.
Yes.
But do you remember me talking a couple of years ago about the bankruptcy filings? And remember I went to this one employee who was at the bankruptcy court, you know, 10, 15 years now. I think back then it was like 10, now it's about, they've been there around 14, 15 years. And it was amazing because what we saw, what we got from this individual, this employee, this supervisor was that every February, the bankruptcy filings in this district are higher than any other month of the year. Matter of fact, they are almost double from every month, every other month. So, for example, February had 1,942. That's double of the 857 that was the month before. Something is wrong with that picture, and the numbers consistently have stayed at February being the highest. And what was told to us, it still rings true. So much when you go back and you look at the schedules. The Schedule D deals with secure creditors. A Schedule F deals with unsecured creditors, right? So secure things are like computers, electronics, big screen TVs, all those things. Unsecured debts are, of course, things that will be Visa, MasterCard, department stores, payday loans, things that you just, because of your name, you sign, you just open up an account, boom, they give it to you because of your name or your credit rating. Most of these things, the debts that people had, were because of debts that they incurred within the last 90 days. So if you go back and you say, okay, not last 90 days, let's do some backtracking. So we go February, go back a month, January, go back another month, December, go back another month, now you're in November. So stuff going on from November up until the time they filed, but a lot of stuff came from November, December. What goes on in November, December? Equipment, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, what we talked about started off at the beginning of the show. That's what's going on in December and November. $4.45 billion. That's what's happening. So evidently there has to be, if the same thing continues to happen, then there has to be the priorities that need some adjusting and some looking at, maybe in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, people, you can't keep affording to go through that. This has become so, I mean, even from a church perspective, mama, this is, what we're talking about is so desensitized. It's like not even a concern. And I understand that this ain't your calling. PRF is mine. I understand it. But Lord knows this is part of being a holistic point of person, a holistic child of God, child of the King. Finances, the financial status of people is part of that holistic part, is the holistic part of us. We just don't live here singing, walking around all day long, singing praises to our King. Glory, hallelujah, praying all day. No, we go to work. We go to work so we deal with our possessions and our finances, and we buy stuff, and we use the money for different stuff, and we enjoy ourselves, and we try to enjoy ourselves, and we put money away. So, yeah, all this is important. When last time you heard something from the pulpit about a warning against Black Friday, Cyber Monday?
No.
When last time you heard a warning about that, other than from us? Again, we do our part, so that's fine.
Yeah.
thousands of folks listen to us. We good. But it needs to be it needs to be a clarion call for more than just the ones that we're able to reach. Because the statistics that I brought to you was from a place in Georgia. What about in Philly? What about in Carolina? What about where all of the facilitators of PRF and the board members of PRF and advisory council members of PRF, what about just all of us in our respective different cities? What's the numbers looking like there? What's the numbers looking like in the church? And here's the reality. When you start thinking about these numbers, you have to know that when I tell you, because the number is there, that 1904, let's go to more recent, 2013, 1,618 bankruptcy filings in the month of February alone, just in one district. So when I tell you that, you have to know, with all the churches that we have around us, that 1,618, none of them came out of church. So you can easily say, it ain't happening in my church. And that's the attitude that I believe is there. Ain't happening in my church. And if it does, you know, God's going to take care of you. Cut that foolishness out. Because folks are sitting there with these numbers that we're reading that I read off to you. Folks are sitting there among us. And people don't know this is what they got going on in their lives.
Yes.
And when people don't know what's going on in their lives, you have people that try to keep up this facade. And their priorities may be misguided because they're trying to keep up with what society is doing. See, Christ didn't come. And we're not going to get into a debate of, you know, did he really born on Christmas? We know he wasn't born on Christmas Day. We know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But Christ, he did not come for us to get in debt in his name.
That's good.
He didn't come for us to file bankruptcy less than 2 months after we celebrated his birth. Who does that? The world.
Yes.
Christians.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not just one-sided. It's not just one-sided. Somebody has to care.
Right.
Somebody has to care. So, again, we're talking about what's your holiday priorities, and we're just dealing with this whole notion of how close we are to Black Friday and Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday, and we want you to take a look at what are your priorities during a holiday when it comes to your possessions and resources and your finances. That's not too much to ask.
I was going to say for me, it's just to be content with what I have. And at my budget, I'm a senior citizen, of course, and I get my, you know, I get my finances. And my finances, I have a budget, and my finances, you know, are tight. Okay. So now, I should be content with what I have, because I'm content all year with what I have. But when it does come to the holiday, now I should still be content, and not and just because everybody around me is doing high end shopping or et cetera, I should still be content with what I have and don't have a pity party. And be a good steward over what I have, as you said, that after everything is said and done, I'm not wondering how my bills are going to be paid. And another thing, you know, since Social Security is coming from the government, I mean, to me, you really have to be careful, because things happen in the government. So nothing is guaranteed. So we have to be, as you said, I mean, just picking back off everything you said, we have to be watchful. And we just have to be content, okay? with what we have and be thankful for what we have, because some people don't have what we have,
mm-hmm.
and they are still content. So my suggestion is just, as I said, be a good steward over what God has given you. He's given you your health, your strength, your children are healthy. You're getting good reports from them not being locked up because they've done, you know, going against the law. I mean, it's a lot of things to be thankful for. And just be just thankful and thank for the money that you have coming in,
mm-hmm.
that you don't have to eat. Some people have to eat dog food to make ends meet, and that we're not in that position. Yeah, if we're not in that position, be thankful that, hey, I'm gonna take care of this money that's coming in, and I have bills to pay that I have signed for. So let me be a good steward over my bills. Amen.
Well, and let me. I guess backtrack or add, however you want to term it. We all, God has given us all a measure of faith. And this is not to, what we're talking about tonight is not to tell anybody that you're doing the wrong thing. And also, Mama, it's not about telling for what you need to do. Because,
yeah.
See, I can tell you that you need to have life insurance. But unless I know what's going on in your pocketbook, If I don't know that you don't even have a job, and I'm telling you need to get, then what damage have we already done by making this person feel bad that they know they need to do something? The question should be, what's your holiday priorities? If I ask you what your holiday priorities are in relation to your possessions, your resources, and your finances, then now I'm giving you an opportunity to communicate back to me, I would like to get life insurance.
Mm.
I don't want to go through this holiday season without having life insurance. I don't want to go through this holiday season without having my will done. I've been to the PRF learning session on will you not, and I've done that and said to me, don't come ask me nothing else about no other session until you finish up and get your will done since you've been through that one. I'm talking to somebody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's real. And I remember something that Adia said. I may not get it all the way right, but she said something like, if it's important for us to spend a whole bunch of money on stuff, surely we can sacrifice to pay for your house to be insured, to pay for life insurance, so that your family doesn't have to go through extra turmoil, extra pain after we're gone. Surely. Do we pay now or do we pay later? And she said, and I remember saying, because the cost later may be greater.
Mm-hmm.
That'll preach. I'm probably going to preach you one day.
Yes.
The cost later may be greater. We already see, I just talked about the bankruptcy filings. The cost later is greater because that greater becomes 10 years of a negative mark on the credit report. I was with a young lady a couple weeks ago, probably about 2 weeks ago. Had some challenges on the credit. And a lot of times when I'm talking to folk, I'm informing them once I have their credit of stuff that they don't even know about or they forgot. Let me tell you about this young lady. In talking to this young lady, I asked her a question after we talked about different things. I said, well, how do you classify your PRF profile right now? Right? What does your PRF profile look like to you? And she said, it's good. I'm getting a better place now that I got this job that I'm about to start next week. You know, this going to be, and then I just saw it coming. I saw the water again coming up in the corner of her eyes, and she kind of put her head down. I said, here it comes, Lord, help me. And she said, this is going to be the first year in 4 years. The child's like 4 years old. This is the first year that I'm going to be able to buy and give my son or my daughter a good Christmas. And it was painful. Now, I'm not going to say she has missed priorities, but she knew what she hasn't been able to do. So for her, it's a priority to be able to do something that she hasn't been able to do for years for her child.
Yes.
So here's what God led me to give to her. I said, listen, let me tell you something. I said, you hold your head up high, young lady. I said, your child they know that mommy loves them. If mommy didn't get them one present, they see mommy every day. Mommy tucks them in every night. You know, all those motherly things. So you can't beat it. You can't put a dollar amount on that type of stuff. I said, your child to know that you love them, that beats any gift, because they don't know anything about a Christmas until we as people in society let them know, oh, it's Christmas time. You put out all this red stuff and all these colors and bells and all this other stuff. And nothing to do with Christ. People are like, oh, and so kids get it from us. They learn it from the TV. That's how they learn it. That kid ain't going to be mad at you. And this is me saying this now. That kid ain't going to be mad at you if they don't have a bunch of stuff. 4 years old. They can't even tell you what size shoe they wear. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But how we communicate and how it gets translated to our children makes all the difference in the world of how certain things are going to be priority for them as they get older. And when we finished talking, she had her head up high, and she was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. What's your priorities? Prayerfully, she doesn't go put herself in debt during the holiday season. But if she has it, cool, because it's about balance. It's not about everybody, you know, some of the foolish things that I've heard about just, you know, boycotting Christmas and stuff like that. Okay. Let me tell you how foolish that sounds. Because if you boycott Christmas and the spending, then that means you're also affecting some people's lives who go to work at various places.
Yeah.
And if it's your family that's not going to be able to work at Walmart or Target or this store or the corner store or the gas station, if you're going to do it in your family, they're not going to have it, then I hope that you are able to take care of your family when we all boycott and stop purchasing different things. You see what I'm saying? You got to be careful what you're listening to, what you're watching, because there's a whole bunch of foolishness out here that's going to have folks messed up.
Yeah.
It ain't just about what people spend. It's also about how people get communicated on what not to do. I mean, some folk know that they've been struggling all year. They know that they haven't been saving all year. Well, if you ain't been saving up to now, it really doesn't make a lot of sense to go ahead and put yourself into some debt or to take money and prioritize it in a different way. It may not be a prioritize it in a different way so that you can spend it and still not have anything. Because, baby, let me tell you, after all these holidays come and go, how you are able to live life and live life more abundantly after January 1st, that's all on you, Jack. Don't blame no commercialism. Don't blame no consumerism. Don't blame these big corporations, because nobody's going to make you do any of those things. Nobody made anybody spend $4.4 billion on Black Friday and Thanksgiving last year. People made a conscious choice. So I did just like it did in the previous show earlier today. We read this one scripture out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Don't store up your treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroy them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Wherever your treasure is, your heart is also. You don't have to go out there and buy a whole bunch of stuff just to be accepted. You don't have to buy a whole bunch of stuff because of shame, because of guilt. You don't have to do all that kind of stuff, especially if you don't have certain other things listed as priority in your life. Think about this. If I have $1,000 in the bank and I want to go and buy a $100 pair of sneakers, that's my business. I got the money in the bank.
Yeah.
You can't tell me I couldn't go out and splurge. Well, I love Jasmine when she said, Dad, she said she's going somewhere next year. And she said, she said, if you want to help out with Christmas gifts, I was like, you better talk to my godmother about that. Anybody give you a Christmas gift, girl, you full grown job. I was saying that invest. And I said, and what was good for her to hear as a father, as especially serving PRF, right, was, well, I actually could buy the ticket right now. That's great to hear.
Yes.
That's great to hear that she could go and do this right now. But that also, but here's what else I also heard. I'm going to go on this trip next year, but I'm not going to go into debt to go on a trip next year. Now, if my 22-year-old daughter is thinking about that, that ain't got nothing to do with the holidays, then what about you who are listening? You can do the same thing. It's a, she made a conscious decision. Does she have a credit card? Yeah. She could wait to the last minute and put it on a credit card. Tickets going to be a whole lot higher, of course, but she could do that. But, again, that's still going to be her choice. So here's what I say. Whatever you decide to do during the holidays, as Adia said, do we pay now or do we pay later? Because the cost later may be greater. The cost later may be greater. You're going to have to live with the decision of what you do in regards to your priorities during this holiday season and in respect to your possessions, your resources, and your finances. Nelson Mandela said this. He said, overcoming poverty is not a task of charity, it's an act of justice. Like apartheid and slavery, poverty is not natural. It's not man-made, and it can be overcome and eradicated by the actions of human beings. Sometimes it falls on a generation to be great. You can be that great generation. Let your greatness blossom. So I leave us with that. We have the ability to be great as believers when it comes to possessions, resources, and finances. But if you're of that generation that this is what you just have to do, you have to spend, you have to buy, okay, no problem. But what God is looking for is for the generation that has their priorities straight. Because, see, those who have their priorities straight get to make better decisions. Those who have their priorities straight get to make big boy, big girl decisions, get to go and do certain things that other folks are not able to do because they got their priorities straight.
That's good.
There's one more. I know I said I was done, but if you go to, I'm just throw it out there. Matthew 25, verse 31 to 40. Normally, we always go 31 to 46, but I'm not going to do that this year. All I want us to do is to deal with going to chapter from verse 31 to verse 40. And when you read it, what's in there is when the king says, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you invited me into your home. When I was naked, you gave me clothing. When I was sick and you cared for me, and when I was in prison, you came and visited me. I thought about when we were on the show earlier today, somebody made a comment that in this community, in my community, because of regulations, government regulations, restaurants who cook food and store them up, like fast food places and whatever, they can't serve that food after a certain period of time. Gotcha.
Yes.
I said, you know what? And something hit me. I said, you know what? I'm going to give somebody a ministry right now. Because, again, what the king said was, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave five things. It doesn't mean that everybody has to do all five of those things, right? Just like every church is not designed and ordained by God to have all five of, quote unquote, the fivefold ministry. In Ephesians, there's five mentioned. In 1 Corinthians 12, there's only three. So you can't say that everybody's supposed to have everything, right? For you, Mama, your heart may be geared more towards those individuals who are unsheltered, that don't have a steady place to live, is living in their car and still working, but living in their car every day. Some living under the bridge, some living just on the streets, right? That may be who God has placed on your heart, and that's maybe where you want to go. Somebody else, it may be somebody dealing with the food bank, somebody else who may be prison ministry. But watch this. When that was said earlier, I thought about something. I thought about all these fast food places. Just think about it in your community, Mama. Everybody, listen. You think about your own individual community that has more than one, you know, fast food restaurant or two. And think about, he told me about the food that has to get thrown away. And I said, you know, there's somebody, there's some church, there's some ministry that could go around to all these places and say, instead of throwing it in the trash, let me pick it up. See, they can't sell it, but you can give it away.
Yes.
They got to be careful about giving it away, but it's just like other things. If you set it outside, I'll come and pick it up. Ain't nothing wrong with that, right? You set it outside. You're not giving it to me. We just made an agreement. Okay, I know at every such time you're going to put out, you know, you're going to take all the hot dogs off the line. You're going to put them outside. I'm swinging my car. I'm going to get them. And then I go take them to the folks that are living outside. I'll take them to this church that has folks coming in to eat. Don't know if that'd be the best thing to do, but let's be honest. Leftovers, ain't nothing wrong with leftovers.
No.
It's just nothing wrong with leftovers. So, you know, I'm throwing it out there because that could be a ministry all by itself.
Yeah.
And that could be reflective of what people's priorities are. Another thing is this. I think some of that came up because we know during this time of the year, there's a lot of organizations that look to do photo ops. This is their community service. They're going to give away turkeys on Tuesday. They're going to give turkeys away the day before Thanksgiving. They're going to give it away during right before Christmas. And everybody and so many people are doing some of the same things. Don't you know that if you got 12 organizations that's so committed to giving away turkeys during Thanksgiving, could those 12 organizations each just say, we're going to do it every month? My organization does it this month, you do it next month. So nobody's really concerned about it has to be a turkey on Thanksgiving. Now we've spread it out over the course of a year where people are constantly being fed.
Yeah,
we got to be smart. Again, the priorities. And I cannot put on anybody what I just said. This ain't what I'm saying, that you have to do this. No, we're not saying that. But we have to start thinking, what's your holiday priorities? Jesus said this. When the righteous one said to him, when do we ever see you hungry and feed you, Lord? Or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When were you ever a stranger and we showed you hospitality? When were you naked, we gave you clothing? When did you ever see you sick or in prison and we came and visited you? And the king said, verse 40, verily, verily is what the King James says. So I tell you the truth. When you did it to the least of these, my brothers and my sisters, you were doing it to me. So our holiday priorities, I just challenge us to ask that question. What is our holiday priority? And when I read what Jesus said, 25, this was about eternal life.
Yes.
Because if you go to 46, I said I wasn't going to read through all of them, but I'll read 46 as we go. He gives them the option about the ones on the other side who they didn't do these things for. And the last verse says, or last two verses, and he will answer, I tell you the truth, when you refuse to help the least of these, my brothers, you are refusing to help me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. We hope that we have spoken some life into you today, because that's what we're about. We're really about trying to help people live life and live life more abundantly. The John 10:10. In the order of the Gospels in the Bible, John 10:10 comes after Matthew.
Yes.
So most people don't go straight to John because you got Matthew there. And so if you can get this, then you got a better understanding of I came to give life and give life more abundantly. Some of your blessings is based upon what you're willing to do for other folks. But it's not about what you gain from doing it. It's not about the notoriety when you do it. You're just doing it because when you do it for them, you're doing it in essence to Christ.
Yeah.
And who does not want to do things for Christ? I mean, come on, let's be honest. Especially if you're a believer, yes, I want to do things for Christ. Christ came and knocked on your door, Man, please, you gonna cook up some stuff? You want something to eat? But we got to think in different ways so that we understand what we do every day is important. The holidays are important, y'all, but we also have to understand that there are some priorities that have to take place. Folks are still going to be hungry. Folks are still going to be unsheltered. Folks are still going to be thirsty in places that they don't have running water. Some folk around us are thirsty because they can't afford to pay a water bill. I hope folks are thinking. I hope folks are thinking. So listen, we're done for tonight. I definitely want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy the time with your family, with your families, your friends, and your loved ones. Remember that it is only because of God that we have everything. It's only because of Jesus Christ that we have the ability to have more than that, which is life more abundantly.
Amen.
Next week, we will not be on the air. Enjoy your time with your family. I will give an announcement. We are now on 99, I say we. The PRF Teaching Ministry hosts the Ranger Joe's God and Country Show Financial Hour every Thursday at 12 p.m. on 99.7 FM in Columbus, Georgia. Such an honor. Such an honor to be able to do that. And some great things are coming out of that. We are so blessed and fortunate because we have thousands of people that listen to between both of these shows, thousands of people that's listening to PRF, listening to me and to us talk about what we're talking about in regards to possessions, resources, and finances. I cannot just be, I promise you, I just can't be more excited and more grateful and thankful to all of y'all and everybody that's behind the scenes, that's pushing me, that's helping us with marketing and everything else. So we got some big things. Please go to our website, prfministry.org, PRF, Possession, Resources, and Finances, prfministry.org. And Mama, promise you, you will see some great things. We got people lined up already for January. We're working on some things for March. So God is doing exceedingly and abundantly in our life. And we want to get out. We know this is radio, but this is not the number one platform. Our number one platform is our learning sessions, where we come in and we talk and we teach on the various areas of PRF as God has given it to us. And so when you go and you look at, okay, what courses are actually being offered for PRF? Well, I mean, it's good. We got financial healing. That is one course that's offered. We also have practical stewardship. Refuse to give out of ignorance, tithing out of law or love, will you or will you not, financial healing, that's where we're starting off the beginning of year of 2017, like we always do for the last couple of years. Just never really realized that to this year, right? We've done that for the last couple of years. We're going to be there because so many people need financial healing. We know it. You know it. You may not understand it, but those are some critical areas that we have to cover. And we want y'all to reach out to us so that you can invite us in. Pastors, religious leaders, invite us in so that we can do what God has called us to do. I said this when we were doing filming our promotional videos last weekend or weekend before last, that PRF, look, we want you to realize that PRF, this PRF Institute, this PRF Teaching Ministry, we are a ministry to other ministries. This is the only area that we focus on. But you got everything else, right? We got the tithe of ministry. You got everything else. We got just 10%. Let us focus on our 10% and be able to help you, because those numbers, no matter where we come from, those numbers reflect that there is some work to be done in the church. And we have more data that we just continue. We'll be focusing on some things with some of the data to bring those to light that we've been able to gather from our various financial ministry needs assessments that we've been doing in the various courses. We got a couple of sessions we got going on this weekend. When we toured Tithing Out of Law or Love a couple of weeks ago in Columbus, Georgia, we didn't give the whole lesson because the whole lesson takes about 4 hours or a little bit more. So we gave about 2 hours of that lesson, covered only a couple of the – we have 7 points to tithing, and so we covered about 3 of them. And this week, matter of fact, tomorrow and Saturday, we've got a session tomorrow night, and we got another one on Saturday afternoon, Mama. That's going to cover the second half of that particular lesson, tithing out of law or love. And I ran into a pastor today, and he said, well, tell me when those are again. So people are interested in what's going on. And when you see some of the testimonials that people said, I really wasn't even paying attention to them as they were being recorded. I was just, you know, dealing with other things. But I had an opportunity from the Synergy Productions, which is the production company that has done this great work for us. And when I just read them, I could just, my eyes almost welled up to hear what people were saying about PRF.
Wow.
Talking about pastors, Mama. I mean, we'll get them on the website and all of that coming up. But if you could, go to our website, prfministry.org, and please go to the Facebook page. We're looking by the end of the year to get 1,000 or 500 more likes on our Facebook page before the end of the year. So it's facebook.com, of course, and all you got to do is type facebook.com/PRF, or you can just type in PRF Teaching Ministry, and we'll pop right up. Let's get in some conversations. Let's really get it going, and let's not fall by the wayside. Let's not go to sleep because we're coming into the holidays, because when January 1st comes around, it brings in a new year, and there should be some new things that come up in our lives. But we're not going to just tell folks it's going to be good. We're not just going to tell you that all of this is open to you. And no, we got to deal with what is not going on and where you need help so that you can take the steps to financial healing, so you can recognize the key to your financial healing. And I promise you, once you do that, then you will recognize that when Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I've come to give life and give life more abundantly, that is there for you. So with that, Mama, we will talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, thank you so much
happy
for being
Thanksgiving to everyone.
Uh-huh. Here with us, and thank you for happy for just that happy Thanksgiving greeting, Mama. And we'll talk to you soon. Next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m., go onto our website. You'll be able to see, go onto our calendar. And let's go ahead and get some things scheduled for 2017. We already got, again, have some great things in store for you in the first quarter, and we just need your help, your participation, and your financial support. You know, I know it's 10 minutes after 9, but financial support is very, very critical. God has blessed us over the last couple of years, and we want that to continue to happen. We want that to continue to happen, because the more that you bless us, that gives us an opportunity to go anywhere where we are called. And when we go anywhere that we're called, we do not want anybody not to be able to receive what God has for them through PRF. So continue to support, and let's just do what we got to do in the name of Jesus. So with that, God bless you, Mama. We love you. Talk to y'all later. Have a great evening.